With the Waimak District Council Civil Defence, it's a very warm welcome this morning to Whitamu, Brendan Whitamu. How are you doing?
Yeah, very good, thanks, Lee.
Great stuff. Now, you guys got some great events for, well, not events, I should say. It's probably things, activities that you should know about, if things like earthquakes coming up. Tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, so every year, New Zealand and California participate in an exercise on a particular day. That day is Thursday, the 19th of October every year. The exercise is called Shakeout, and it can happen in different forms, whatever people are willing to do. But the critical thing about exercise Shakeout is just to get people to practice the earthquake drill. What do you do when a massive earthquake first hits and the ground underneath your feet is shaking? So in New Zealand, we say drop, cover and hold. And that's all we want to do, is encourage as many New Zealanders as possible. At 09:30 or 9:30 a.m. on Thursday the 19th of October, wherever you are, pause, and if you're in the school classroom, hopefully the teachers might just get everybody to stop and yell out, earthquake, earthquake, and we'd love to see kids drop, cover and hold and get to safety under their desks.
Just make sure you're not crossing the road at the time and stop in the middle of the road.
Absolutely. So if you're in your cars, you know, the drill for an earthquake drill for people in their cars is to as quickly as you can and as safely as you can, just come to a halt, move to the side of the road and brace yourself in the car.
And what about people with disabilities? How do they handle these things?
Yeah, so that's a really good question, which leads into the other part of my segment today. Is there's an awful lot of advice provided through the National Emergency Management Agency's website. It used to be the Ministry of Civil Defence. And some of that information is targeted specifically at people with different types of disabilities and people who speak different languages. So go to getready.govt.nz and find the piece of information that's relevant to your disability. So you'll find in there, for example, information's been put there so that people with vision impairment can actually read it and or hear it, and people with hearing deficiencies can hear it. And so people, for example, who have vision impairment, when you read text, it needs to be of a particular font, and there is a particular style of font that is easier for people with impaired vision to see. So there is the same information is dressed up for people with different disabilities and who speak different languages, and it's all exactly the same information. So if we were to talk about the earthquake drill for people in a wheelchair, for example, obviously they can't drop out of their wheelchair. So what I say to people is, if you're inside a building, move to an inside wall. So keep away from the external walls, because there tend to be big windows there and they can crack open and splash glass all over you. So move to an interior wall, get yourself as hard up against the wall as you possibly can, put the brakes on to your wheelchair and get into the crouch position with your head as close to your knees as you can, kind of like what you'd do in an aircraft in the crash drill for an aircraft.
So it's all about educating you in the event of an earthquake. Shakeout, it's called. And what's that date again?
Thursday, the 19th of October. There's a little bit of history about Shakeout. It was an initiative of the Emergency Management Agency in Los Angeles back in about 2008, I think it was. And I think that very first year, they got quite ambitious and they wanted to target, I think, 1 million residents to do this. And there was a lot of advertising and promotion that went on to try and convince people to get ready for that particular date. And it turned out to be a booming success. A person that sat in this job for 10 years before me went to Los Angeles for that specific drill and participated, and obviously learned a lot about how they engaged the community leading up to that particular day. So he brought that back here to New Zealand and floated the idea, and you know, it blossomed. So New Zealand's been doing that now, I think, since around about 2010, almost every year.
Right.
Yeah. So the Americans do this, or California does this, Thursday the 19th of October every year as well.
Fantastic. Well, you learn something every day. Brendan, thanks so much for coming in this morning.
You're welcome.
From Civil Defence, and no doubt we'll have a chat another time.
Cheers, Lee. Compass FM.